Hello, Aries friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Aries October 2022 astrology horoscope. The theme of this month is do this or else, and I've got this beautiful, succinct list for Aries, taking into consideration all of these factors, the things that it's really important for you to do, and what may happen if you don't. This is for you if Aries is your sun sign, Aries is your moon sign, Aries is your rising sign, like me, or any other Aries placement you watch for. This is going to be part of your astrological picture. And if you are a very late degree Aries, so if your birthday is April 15th through the rest of the sign or so, or 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, then I highly suggest you additionally listen to my Taurus report. You very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. Okay, so this is the list we're going to be referring back to. We're not going to go through it in order now, but just so you know that October is one of the most powerful, intense months of the whole year, and I've worked all of this information into some recommendations. I will be referring back to the chart to show you some things. But the most important thing we've got to start with is that Mars, our ruler, is retrograde. All right, so that's going to factor in a lot of ways. So here's our list. Do this or else, okay? So accept laziness. When Mars goes retrograde, Mars rules oomph and vigor and get up and go and forward movement. And no surprise, that's our ruler, which is partly why we are the way we are. So in this time, you might get lazy, and that's not typical for Aries. And the keynote of what happens when we don't accept laziness, so the do this or else, is frustration. Okay, if you try to fight that your energy levels are decreasing, of course, if there's something physical as far as, you know, you might have to go to the doctor, there might be like physical issues, which we'll get to, but just in general, your ambitions may wane. You know, Jupiter's retrograde, this is leading to waning ambitions and kind of working in the backdrop. Mars is retrograde. Timeline here, starting September 4th through March 15th, our ruler is really going offline. The deeper we get from September 4th into October 30th, when it's the official retrograde, the strongest from October 30th through January 18th, and still lingering until March 15th, things are going to slow down. But this has come to be one of my most favorite times. Being an Aries rising, I used to have a really difficult time when this transit happened because I would try to keep up, very foolishly, try to keep up my usual pace and my usual ambitions and my usual productivity, even though I didn't feel like it or things were working against me. So now I just accept that all my stuff I'm going to do, and this is why I post this early, I'm doing all my stuff through August. Then once we get into September, I'm going to be slowing down. And I'm going to accept that now is a time to rest on your laurels a bit and to just chill out. If you can take staycations, vacations, and if you can't, then just like axe the agenda. You know, this is pretty much what this is about. We usually have a pretty strong agenda. This is what we're going to do. We're going for it. We are in a cardinal direction moving forward. So if we just cut the agenda, see what synchronicity brings us, and follow that, and just kind of know ahead of time that this is going to be a time where you might not want to show up for things you've committed to, and other people might not either. So you can slow down, and if you don't, the or else is you're more prone to accidents and, you know, injuries and things like that, because this is a time for you to really just get to be more present in your body and expect some speed bumps, all right? So we've got multiple reasons why these speed bumps are coming. So we're going to be flowing and then bump, flowing and then bump, partly because we have more salty compared to sweet aspects this month. Salty is a phrase I've coined that really means the stars are not getting along very well, and it just is annoying, pretty much. A lot of these interactions are more superficial. They're between personal planets, not as much linked to the outer planets, I mean, as far as this list goes. So they're just kind of little nuisances. But do remember, we do have at least 10 beautiful sweet aspects that can give us boosts. But it's going to be like flowing and then bump, flowing and then bump. And that's both from this ratio and also these retrogrades. Now, while Mercury is going direct October 2nd, and that rules contracts and making plans and in some ways appliances, Mars also can rule that. Things getting on the fritz. As we get to mid-month, like October 17th, that shadow is completely passed. So you will start to have more clarity mid-month in many things, but we still are working with this Mars retrograde for a good long time. And as far as making plans and seeing a little further ahead, you do have more license to do that mid-month, and you will find that the plans that you make after that time and for that time might stick a little bit more with less reschedules. If you try to schedule a lot of things in the first half of the month, you're probably going to be doing a lot of rescheduling. Okay, so those speed bumps, you're expecting them. All right, since you know they're going to be there, you have the choice to go, wee, I'm on a speed bump, slowing down and going up, wee, okay? Or you have the, you know, option to get mad. Aries never gets mad, right? So anyway, you'll have reasons to, but this can be much more relaxing and even just super fun. You might come to love Mars retrograde the way I have if you abide by these rules. All right, the next thing to do or else is to tend to your body, emotions, mind, spirit, and take these things to new levels. Aries is so consumed with action. You know, this is like the fieriest fire sign. And we're good at that. We're good at inspiring, you know, pushing forward, being catalysts, initiating things. But sometimes that comes at the expense of our mind, body, emotion, spirit, because we're just doing so many things. So this is a time to take that action that we love. You can still do things and use your active spirit, but it's more internal and backwards, basically, okay, instead of outwards and forwards. So this is what is very important, okay? We're going to come back around to this a couple of times. So if you can just, and for various reasons, you've got Mercury still here in your sixth house of health. We do have the energies of the eclipses coming, and there will be some factors there. So it's just very important for you to go back over all of the things that you don't usually have time for and just take those things to new levels. Another big thing to do or else is wait for clarity before action. And again, in the middle of the month, you might start to have some more of that clarity, but if you're not getting it, if you really don't need to act, then don't. If you can make a flexible arrangement, then do. One of the biggest, because if you don't, or what will happen if you don't, is you're going to have to reschedule. You're going to put energy into something that might, is likely to not work out or go as far as you think. And the keynote of frustration could come up again. The big do is to invest in your relationships. And this is coming from all these planets. Okay, Mercury will be there. Venus is there. The Sun is there in the sign of Libra. We are starting this partnership season of Libra Scorpios, and this is especially true for Aries, because every time we have a transit in the sky in a certain sign, that transit is also in that same house for us, so that is everything to the nth degree for Aries. That's part of why we're so extreme with everything. So your partnerships are being highlighted. It is unavoidable, and you know, getting through past hurt, getting on the same page with people, you know, taking some of that super solo energy that we have and investing it into to the relationship and to other people. So this is a big season for us to invest in other people. And that's both from the perspective of the transits of the personal planets and also because of the eclipse, which is in this Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle. So this is a shuffling around of energy, a shuffling from our individual focus and towards our relationship. And this is a theme that's going to be going for a while, this eclipse cycle. Okay, so first we've got, let's see, it's 2021, the end of 2021 to the end of 2023. So we've got this reshuffling of my stuff versus our stuff, me versus we, and that's for everybody. October 25th, 2-degree Scorpio solar eclipse. November 8th, 16-degree Taurus lunar eclipse. We'll be feeling both those eclipses in October, and both of them we'll feel before then. And changes along these fronts can happen anytime during the 2021 to 2023 timeframe. But we're certainly in the hot seat. Eclipse time is a time when the water in the pot, the water representing these issues or topics, then they come to a boil and then it becomes front and center. Okay, so we've got bubbles all over the place in this area. And this is, you know, these are challenged angles for Aries, but you know, we're up for the challenge, right? And it's only because part of the trouble comes is because this is the world of emotion, and it's the world of things out of our control, and it's the world of other people, which we don't usually have say in what they do. And that's not cool for us. We like to control the things we can control, which is ourself, and just do what we can do. And so other people's factors, other people's emotions, possibly your own emotions, things with money, all this stuff is going to come up. So it's time to invest in your relationships, though, and this is the point, because if you don't, Then they might fall apart and you won't have the fulfillment and happiness that really wants to happen for you, and your personal projects won't go as far as they will if you get on the same page with people that can help. Another big thing is you have to know the timelines, okay? So we've already talked about some of this, Mercury timeline. If you know the timelines, you'll be able to follow and track the energy better and align your energy with the natural rhythms, okay? So if you missed any of this, you can always go back. But Mars is going to be offline really till the spring. So if you're basically working very internally on your projects and doing, if you're putting anything out in the world, it's kind of through experimentation, you know, but your big things, like let's say you've got a little blog, a little thing you want to put it out, be productive, you know, get your stuff out. If you've got your big lifetime achievement that you want to launch, March 2023 is going to be your time. It's time for everybody, but it's especially time for y'all, us really, not just y'all, because that's going to be Aries time. And that's also the next open window free from the personal power periods or personal planet retrograde periods rather. So you're really, you know, storing things up, your biggies, and working in the backdrop until then. And then Jupiter is testing the internal structures that it's been building. Okay, so you've got your skyscraper you're trying to build. Jupiter's here in our sign. This is amazing and major for us. This is happening until next May of 2023. And this is a time when really we're setting afloat things that will become important over the next 12 years. Any seeds we plant during this year from, you know, spring of 2022, fall for you all down under, to spring of 2023, fall for you all down under. All of the seeds we plant now will have 12 years to turn into these beautiful trees and, you know, whatever else we're growing here. So now that Jupiter's in retrograde, it's basically taking a little rest to kind of slow the roll a little bit, because if we grow too fast and we don't have the systems to support that, everything can collapse. And if the foundation's not strong enough, it can also collapse. So we don't want that. So Jupiter in retrograde until November 2023, which we'll start to feel it waking up early in November. But that's the timeline for when some things that have stalled out will start to move forward again, even though we'll still be in this, you know, like mist of Mars retrograde. We'll have more oomph then. Okay, so let's go back to our list. Be ready to get uncomfortable. You know, this is a time again when the emotions are going to be strong, ours and other people's. Things out of our control are going to increase, and we have to expect change. If we don't get ready to be uncomfortable and expect change, it will happen anyway. So us knowing that can be very helpful. Okay, so this is a time to get organized. This is coming from a couple of different factors. One is that we do have Mercury still in the sign of Virgo for a bit, going through our sixth house. We also have the eclipse is at in Scorpio, again, we said, but this has to do with our emotions. And a lot of times when we have emotional clutter, we have physical clutter. So this is a time to really clear out the emotions, clear out our space, clear out your desk, you know, do some clutter clearing. And along those lines, look into your money consciousness. Okay, this is really important because the energy of Scorpio that's coming up very strongly with the eclipse cycle, both through the sign and house for us, has to do with our, and the Taurus energy for that matter, has to do with our financial blueprint. So we have a chance to rewrite some financial stories and to expand the ones that are working well and to take out the ones that are not. And if you have not taken my advice before, if you've been hearing me say, find Margaret Lynch, Rainier, her name she added now, okay. Find her on YouTube. She has tons of free stuff. She has a very inexpensive community. I don't get any money if you join it. Nobody will know. But I'm just telling you because I love you and I want you to be as happy as possible and to be as prosperous as possible. But even if you can't join her community, do her free stuff. Get her book, Tapping into Wealth. EFT tapping, emotional freedom technique tapping, is a scientifically proven way to lower cortisol levels, boost immune function, and you can actually clear your consciousness on different topics. So we've inherited both ancestrally and through nature and nurture what we believe about money. I mean, for instance, sometimes people, even if they don't get along with their parents, will limit their financial income because they feel guilty that their parents struggled so much through the Great Depression, through, whatever they had to do. And so sometimes people will actually limit their own income because they would feel bad if they made more than their parents worked for their whole lives to make. Things, really deep things like this could come up, and really deep things like this is what Margaret Lynch will help you do. Her YouTube channel's free. Her book is $15, but you can make an unlimited amount of money just with that $15 investment. It's also on Audible. So this is a time to work on your money consciousness, and it will be coming up. This is also a time to be open to help, including windfalls of money. Scorpio, solar eclipse, new energy can bring in money from out of the blue, inheritances, finding money, people just giving you money, grant money, lotto, money coming in through your family or spouse. So if you are open to help be helped, which not all areas people are, this can really help you. And Margaret Lynch has this really great video called Tapping for $50,000. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to make $50,000 by using this, but the tools that she uses really helps you to tap into positive anticipation for financial windfalls and, breakthrough resistance, which could be blocking things energetically. We have to remember that manifestation is electrical. Okay, this is another topic that I've more or less coined. I haven't heard any of this being discussed, but this is something that I see and I discuss regularly. We have an electromagnetic field around us. Yes, we do, regardless of what, naysayers will say. This is, scientifically proven. People will see this more. Okay, so we've got this field around us. We have electric running through us, or else we die. And manifestation is electrical. So when we have blocks in those electrical systems of our chakras, of our meridians, we actually can block things from coming in. So basically, when we shift our electric circuits, we change what we vibrate to and we pull different things in. So doing this inner work can actually change what you're vibrating to and change your complete experience. And that is in your hands. So back to those things I was saying before. Mars retrograde and the eclipses, they're going to put some things out of our hands that we can't control. And instead of getting frustrated about that, where's our frustrated face? There it is. Oh, and by the way, if you're listening on the podcast and you want to see my doodles and my lists as a visual, the podcast is syndicated from my YouTube channel. And if you don't like my doodles, which I don't know how someone couldn't love my doodles, right? And you just want to listen to the audio without all my riffraff, you can find the podcast Astro Kisses with Annie Botticelli. But anyway, so when you're focusing on the things that you can control, like your inner world, and doing that inner work, you will avoid trying to do the things that will make you mad. And then you'll be happy. And we want Aries to be super happy during Mars retrograde because I have found, this gift of being able to tune into this, and I want to share it with you. All right, next big thing to do is to tend to your liver and gallbladder. Again, as you always hear me say, although I have a crazy extensive experience in both mainstream and education, mainstream and alternative medicine, I am not a doctor. So you need to check with yours and do your intuition and your research checks and all this. But part of the reason why Aries people tend to get aggro that I've seen is an innate tendency, genetic, you could even say, to have issues with the gallbladder. All right, so if you can work with, I especially like Chinese medicine practitioners because they really get this. There might be something that runs into the medical framework. Maybe you'll get a test done and these things will show up, but it's very possible you have some energetic issues here that are not showing up on normal lab work and wouldn't show up on normal lab work because they're happening on the more subtle levels of the body. But if your gallbladder is congested, you will be more mad. You will find things to be resentful about. If your liver is congested, you will be more mad. Okay? This is Chinese medicine talking here, and you can look into this, and we might make some pretty happy Aries from dealing with this. Another big thing to do, write or create in other ways. Yes, you can't take some of the physical actions you want to take, but you can take some writing, creative actions. Mars is in Gemini ruling, writing and creating things like that. And it's in that house for us. So going back to old projects, old ideas you've had, or experimenting some. All right, next thing to do or else is to work in the backdrop for our awesome 2023 launches. All right, I alluded to this before. March 2023 is going to be your big time. All right, you're going to have some big times come. As soon as Jupiter gets direct in your sign, you'll see things really starting to speed along, even despite Mars. But our big time for launching things out as far as we want to get them. So, like, imagine you're on the shore. I always have to use this to explain. In the retrograde time, which is now, October, and the timeline I gave you before. Where's my eye? There we go. The tides are coming in. So, if you try to put your boat out, tide's going to say, nope, boat's coming back in, right? Unless you have a motor, but you're still going through the choppy waves. So, you just kind of hang out here and see what comes into you on the shore. You'll have garbage, you'll have pretty shells, you'll have whatever you're going to deal with. You're sitting on the shore, hanging out, doing your inner work. You are going to be the spider. You've already made your webs. Now you just let the food come to you. But once it gets to be March 2023, you are going to have your big launches. You can put your boats out to sea. You can do your, go out and weave all these new webs and everything. So just kind of know that timeline. Now, the last thing we're going to factor in here is that we do have this last Saturn Uranus square. Saturn Uranus square has dominated the experience globally and down to the individual for all of 2021. We had three clashes. It was still in close proximity in early 2022, and now we're having the last clash, especially October 1st through 12th, and it will linger into November and then be done. So what this means is Saturn is the taskmaster, the stodgy, where are you, Saturn? Here we go. The stodgy old traditions, but also the tried and true ancient wisdom, the both sides. It's the it's our skeletal system. It's our systems in life. And, we are undergoing a change, obviously, and Uranus is part of that change. Where are you, buddy? There you are. Okay. So Uranus is coming. And is everything new, everything futuristic versus past with Saturn, a tradition? It's fledgling, it's erratic, it's unstable, it's progressive, it's brilliant, and lightning strike of information that comes in and things change in a second. Saturn's slow to change. So these things have been in a square, they've been at odds with each other. A lot of people are talking about this whole facet of this, that Uranus, the new ideas are coming and breaking down the system and challenging it. And boy, is that ever happening, right? But I don't think people are talking about as much that Saturn is also acting on Uranus, right? These planets act upon each other, which means that all these new progressive ideas, all of these, whether it's in our day-to-day experience, our personal path, the community, the globe, we have to run these new fledgling ideas through the stern glasses of Saturn for sustainability, for timing. Maybe some futuristic ideas are not going to happen now, unless you're Elon Musk. Some of us need a little bit more time to implement certain things. But the new fledgling ideas, the unstable, the erratic, have to be put through this Saturnian filter. And so think about how you can apply this to yourself if you have new ways of wanting to do things. You do have to keep some structure. We can't throw the structure out completely because there'll be complete anarchy and chaos. And even though there have been little spots of that due to this, rebellious uprising of the Uranus energies, ultimately the universe is not going to just have one or the other because we have all of it. So the systems, some of them have to stay in place, and the foundations have to stay in place to save us from complete anarchy and chaos. Although, like I said, people are experiencing this in pockets because of different karmic levels for different countries, and that's more complicated. But the point is, you got to look for what changes you need to let Uranus make in your life, and you got to look for which systems need to be kept in place so that you can have stability while the new change comes in, and all that's going to happen. So the idea is to be open to change where you're most resistant and to be realistic about new ideas, and that's the perfect blend of all of these energies. One more thing here that we have to talk about is the full moon in your sign, our sign. October 9th, we've got a 16 degree of Aries eclipse. Okay, so, oh, not eclipse, I'm sorry. That's down here. We've got a full moon in Aries, October 9th at 16 degrees. So full moons bring fullness, completion, fruition, drama to our physical body, to our recognition, to the way people see us, to how we see ourselves. So look for October 6th through October 12th, especially some drama or positive manifestation from that. The closer you are to 16 degrees, the more you're going to feel that personally. So we'll say 11 degrees to 21 degrees, closer to 16. So when birthday were time terms, that's going to be like March 1st through 11th, the closer to the 6th-ish, the more you'll get the intensity there, but it can manifest for everyone. And this eclipse being at 2 degrees, making a bit of an awkward angle for us. Everyone has the chance for upset setups, as Michael Brown likes to call them, which are opportunities for positive change. Everyone can feel those potentials, but those of you who are in the March born, especially closer to 2 degrees, the first, like March 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, those days around there, you'll get the most intensity from that eclipse. If you resonate with how I teach and you want to learn astrology, I have, oh, so many different ways that you can do that. I've got a ton of free things, which you can see my blogs at anniehelpsyou.com. You can see my blogs at cozybysweetstarlight.com. You can watch my YouTube horoscopes and other astrology videos at anniehelpsyoutv.com, also syndicated on my Astro Kisses podcast. The anniehelpsyoutv.com is my YouTube channel. If you would like to have some wellness and creating financial abundance free courses, go to loomlife.com, Lume life.com. There, I also have two of my most comprehensive astrology courses, including Astrology Basics and Beyond, and my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you want to do astrology as all or part of your profession, I can teach you how. And even if you don't want to do it professionally, this course, which has at least 100 modules in it, it's super comprehensive and growing. You can learn how to help yourself and your family and your friends. And if you want to do it a little bit more low key for my little very low subscription exclusive content portal access, you can have even more learning how to do it yourself, read your natal chart, access to a natal chart, and plus extra and sometimes early content at anniebastrology.com. Also, check out my books. Books are not very expensive. They're available through Kindle as well, and one of them is available through Audible. You can check out Radical Prayer, Transform Your Life and the World in 28 Days. It's a beautiful book. I've heard a lot of people carry it around in their purses. It's got affirmations and just other ways to stay connected to spirit. And planetology, how to align with the natural rhythms of the universe. This is a gorgeous, very long, comprehensive textbook that has simple sections that you can follow and go back to over and over again to help you align with the natural rhythms of the universe. You will find this book on the shelf at all the major booksellers in the Mind, Body, Spirit section. And you can find both of these online and through any other venue. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.